talking to Gemara last week about Ibur Hatzonah. We learned about the number of Dayanim that are needed for the Bezdin, and the Zumanim that they should be prepared in advance and some, but we never really learned the actual din of what is Ibur Hatzonah all about. When does Bezdin make an Ibur Hatzonah? When do they make a Shana Mubaris of 13 months? Or when do they leave the year as it is with 12 months, with a simple 12 months? So this is the... Tonight we'll start that sugi. The Gemara is on Yud Aleph from an Aleph, about 10 lines from the bottom. Tana Rabbanan, Gemara quotes a Tosefta. Gemara is going to quote three brises that are going to give three different klolim regarding Ibur Hatzonah. All three are Tosefta. So the first brise says, Tana Rabbanan, Ein Yabim Es Hatzonah Elohim Kein Hoyset Tzricha Vempnei Hadrochim Umipnei Hakshorim. By the small letter Gimel, so about 10 lines from the bottom of Yud Aleph Min Aleph. When does Bezdin declare Shana Mubaris if there is a great need? Mepnei Hadrochim. The number of Dayanim that are needed for the Bezdin and the Zumanim that they should be prepared in advance and some, but we never really learned the actual din of what is Ibur Hatzonah all about. When does Bezdin make an Ibur Hatzonah? When do they make a Shana Mubaris of 13 months? Or when do they leave the year as it is with 12 months, with a simple 12 months? So this is the... Tonight we'll start that sugi. The Gemara is on Yud Aleph from an Aleph, about 10 lines from the bottom. Tana Rabbanan, Gemara quotes a Tosefta. Gemara is going to quote three brises that are going to give three different klolim regarding Ibur Hatzonah. All three are Tosefta. So the first brise says, Tana Rabbanan, Ein Yabim Es Hatzonah Elohim Kein Hoyset Tzricha Vempnei Hadrochim Umipnei Hakshorim. By the small letter Gimel, so about 10 lines from the bottom of Yud Aleph Min Aleph. When does Bezdin declare Shana Mubaris if there is a great need? Mepnei Hadrochim. They see that the people will not be able to be all irregular to Yerushalayim unless the highways will be repaired. There were damages on the highways because during the winter time, potholes, whatever, rain, and the highway was destroyed and no one can travel. So they see that the municipalities or the federal government, whatever, will need an extra month to fix the highways to enable the Olivigolim to reach Yerushalayim. They should be able to travel. So that's a great need. So that for that reason alone, you could be Ma'abar Es Hatzonah. That's the Drochim. Or the Gisharim, if the bridges are damaged and you can't cross, the same thing. The people won't be able to be Olivigolim. Or in Fei Tanur Ipsochim, the whole purpose is that they should come to be Olivigolim to bring the Korban Pesach. So if they see that in Yerushalayim there are not enough tanurim to broil, you have to roast the korban pesach, you have to broil it. And the companies that have to manufacture, or the people who are in charge of manufacturing the tanurim, will need an extra few weeks. So the bezin should be ma'abir l'shana to add on another month to give them a chance to make the tanurim so that everybody will be able to have broil korban pesach. Or, if they golis Yisrael shenekruvim koma, what if they get a report that large groups, not some million of people from Saskatchewan came. They hear that large groups of people are coming from the United States or from Russia or from wherever they're coming from, and they make a cheshbon that they will not be able to make it by Pesach, if Pesach will be at the regular time. And if they're going to come, they're going to miss the Korban Pesach after that big mahalach, after traveling so far for such a long time, the next year they may be discouraged, they won't bother coming in the first place. They were schlepping so far, they didn't make it, they missed it because of bad weather or whatever. So we have to give them a break in order to encourage them to come next year. How do we give them a break? So we make a Shana Mubaris so that they have an extra month to come.
But they started out already.
Yeah, only if they already started out. They already started out, and doesn't get the telegram, they won't be able to make it, in case Pesach will be on time, then you extend Pesach till a month later. So this Braisa, then we have limitations. How often can you make Shonim Uberes? If you make too many Shonim Uberes in a row, then Pesach will come out in the summertime. Pesach has to come out in the springtime. So that's the Gemara later, what the limitations are. So far this Braisa has a list of major tzarachim, because of which completely external considerations the Bezin should decide, should determine that they want to make a Shonim Uberes. Tzorech of all the same thing, all boils down to the same thing, that everybody should come to bring the Korban Pesach Bizman. The next Braisa, we'll continue this Braisa a little later. They had already started out.
How will they be notified if they're in the
Some of them, if possible, they'll notify. I don't know. I mean, how did Bezin know? How will they notify them?
Pure language.
So the Braisa says that this is considered a great Tzorech, and for this you could be Ma'abed Hashem. Then the Braisa continues that there are some Tzorechim that one might have thought that they are also a great Tzorech, and we should be Ma'abed Hashem for that. So the Braisa says these don't count. Avol, however, le'mipnei ha'shelek, what if there are heavy snows, and we are afraid that the people will not be able to make it because of the snow. So does Machnish does the snow, so they'll put on heavier boots. That's all. They're not bothered with that. Snow is just a difficulty, but it can be overcome. If there's no bridge, or the highways are washed away, or there's no panur talking, so there's nothing you can do. You have no barrier. But if there's snow, so they'll get good boots. They'll get a better sled. Let them know, Atsina, what if it's freezing weather, and it'll be difficult for them to travel, so they get an extra sweater. That doesn't bother us. And also, what if the Bezin hears that there are many people from Chutzlaret who are contemplating, who are planning to come for Yom Tov Pesach, and if we'll give them an extra month, then they'll be able to come. And as the situation stands now, they didn't leave yet, they didn't start on their journey yet, but we will be able to encourage them by extending Pesach to the month later. So the Braisa says that doesn't count. The 11th thing, Golis Yisrael Shaloi Yochmim come. If they didn't start traveling yet, then we don't have to encourage them to come by making a Shana Mugaris. Only if they're already en route, and we see that they're going to miss Pesach, then we have to encourage them to come in order that next year they shouldn't be discouraged. Next year they'll decide not to bother coming in the first place, because last year they missed it by a few days. Fine. So this Braisa speaks of Ibra Shona because of a great Tzorech, the Tzorech being that people should be encouraged to come to a Green Cotton Fest. The next Braisa speaks of also a Tzorech. There is a need for Ibra Shona. They want to postpone Pesach till next month, but not because of such a major Tzorech, but minor Tzorech. In front of our brother, we have another Tzorech. Emi Abimus Hashona, learning from the Hagdoyim. The people bring Korbanos Pesach, so the Torah says you have to bring Menachrosim and Ezim Tikochu. You have to bring a Seh, Seh Krosim or a Seh Ezim. Whichever one you enjoy better. If you enjoy a Kevis, bring a Kevis. If you enjoy an Ezim, bring an Ezim. So what happens if the Krosim and the Ezim were born late this year on the farm? And if they leave Pesach the way it is, there'll be skinny Korbanos Pesach that year. It won't be the Kovadik, won't be enough. It won't be so much flesh to eat. The people will go hungry. They will not remember this as one of the most spectacular suitors of Korban Pesach that they had in their lives. So is that considered a great Tzorech Hana'ah to be Ma'abed Hashem? So the Braisa says that doesn't count. Any Abed, you're not allowed to make Ibra, you're not supposed to make Ibra Hashem. Lo Yifnei HaGdoyim, Lo Yifnei HaTloyim. If the Gdoyim and the Tloyim, that's the Sekh, Rasim and Sayyizim are skinny, they were born late in the year, and you want to give them another month to fatten them up, so that's not enough of a Tzorech. Lo Yifnei HaGoyzol or Shaloi Pirchu, what happens if you have Oifis, and a lot of people have to bring korbanos of Oifis in the Beis HaMikdash on Pesach. So what happens if the Oifis are yet too young, and if the people will come to the Beis HaMikdash, they won't be able to bring them as a korban, they're not old enough. What exactly are the korbanos that the people are interested in bringing from the Oifis? So this is a detailed question, which korbanos are we speaking about? So Rashi learns Parshat Pshat, that if you have a person, a woman was a Zavo, or a man who happened to be a Zav, so the Torah says when a Zav or the Zavo become Tohor from their Tumah, so they have to wait Shiva Nikim, they have to be taken to the mikveh. Then on the eighth day, after the whole Har of Shemesh is all over, they go to mikveh on the morning of the seventh day, Midaraita. They go to mikveh the morning of the seventh day because of the klal of mikveh sayon kikulon. But then they have to have Har of Shemesh for tahara for korbanos purposes. And then the zav and the zava are still called the mechusi kippur because they have to bring a korban on the next day. What does the korban consist of? So they have to bring a kan. A kan means two oifers. A chatas oif and an oivas oif. So the Chata Seif and the other Seif can either be Torim or Bnei Yoina. Bnei Yoina means young dogs, and Torim means older pigeons. And the Mishnah says in Chulin that they're two different meanings. One is pigeons, one is doves, and the one is dap the kosher if they're young, before within the first year. The b'nei yayna, b'nei means that they're young v'lodis, and the Torah means that they're older ones already, they're past the year old. And then there's 1 month in between that the Mishnah says is sort of a b'nei hashmasha stage, that it's not good for b'nei yayna because they're considered too old, and it's not good for Torah, that's called the tchilas atzihu. Tchilas atzihu, when the feathers start to change colors, so then it's considered too old for b'nei yayna, they're already too old, and it's too young for Torah, so it's in between. So what happens if it's a year, Rashi says, that you stum every year, every Pesach, a lot of people come to the Ola Rebbe. They come to bring the Korban Riyah, Chagigah, Simcha, and Korban Pesach, whatever they have to bring. And then in addition to that, whoever happens to be a Zab or a Zov, and they became Torah, and they had already the Shivanikin with the Tefillah and the Mikvah, with the Higher Shemesh, and now they're going to come to the Beis Hamikdash. They couldn't fly to Yerushalayim all the time, it's expensive, they can't come all the time. So when they have to come anyway for Yom Tov Pesach, so they're going to bring along the Torah Moda B'nei Yom. So what happens if there'll be a lot of people have to bring Karbonis of Eifes and the Gozolis, Lloyd Pirchu, and they want to bring, they would like to bring Torim, but the Torim are too young, they have to be past a certain age, they have to be over a year old, and they're too young. So then the Brisa says, that's not a Torah. Why? Nishgifel, let them bring B'nai Yayna. Who tells them to bring Torim, the older ones, let them bring the younger ones. That's okay, man, it's not such a sufficient, it's not such a great Torah, that you should be Ma'abed Hashanah because of this, that they don't have Torah. The Meiri learns slightly differently from Rashi over here. What are the korbanos that they're going to bring with the yofis? So Rashi says, whoever happens to be a Zav or a Zav who became Torah, the Kinei Zav or Zav. The Meiri here, as well as the Meiri in Chagigah, Meiri usually follows the Rama. Whenever the Rama has something unusual, Meiri usually follows him. Says the same. So the Gemara Chagigah, there's a machleik, is Pasha two gersos in the Gemara. The din is that on Sholosh Regalim, on Pesach Shavuos Sukkis, the Gemara says in the first paragraph in Chagigah, Gimel Mitzvah is Netzdavu Yisrael Baliyosim L'Regel. There are three mitzvahs, three korbanos that must be offered each on each one of the Shalosh Regalim. On Pesach Shavuos Sukkos. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, not. Mechanic Kippurim, also not. Just on the Shalosh Regalim, Pesach Shavuos Sukkos. So you have to bring a Riyah, a Chagigah, and a Simcha. The Riyah means an Oilos Riyah, a korban Oilah. That's a Kula Korb Agav Yom Mizbeach. Then Chagigah is a Shalmi Chagigah. And the Simcha is a question what that means. The Pashtus Nidmara is that you don't have to bring another korban, another Shalmi Simcha. The very brother Shalmei Chagigah. So the Pashtus is that Shalmei Chagigah means that you have to be paid for a korban shlomim that's offered, but you don't necessarily have to eat it. You just have to fund it. You don't have to buy it all by yourself. You can have 10 people buy b'shutfis. You can have 100 people if you can't afford. Get a lot of people together, buy b'shutfis. Just like a korban pesach, many people can purchase b'shutfis. I think so. Yeah. I think the Tori Yevon said you can bring these off. The patient said you can bring all of these b'shutfis. So the Oilos Riyah, the Shalmei Chagigah, you can bring Mishut. So the din is that the Shalmei Chagigah have to be offered al Shimcha. You have to be one of the Bali HaKorban, you don't necessarily have to eat it. And the Simcha, the Pashup Shad is that you have to eat from a Korban or another. So the Mishnah says if a Koyin happens to be in Yerushalayim and then Mechabin him with a little flesh and Mechapis, or a Bistar HaOshan, or they give him a Korban Bchor, Korban Meter, his Nechel to the Zichay Kuna. So he's Yotzei his Mitzvah of Simcha with that. Or if it happens to be a lady or Yisrael who doesn't get Chata, Soshom, or Bchor Behemeter, so he can be Yotzei by eating his own Shlom, by eating somebody else's Shlom, by eating his Maisa Behem, by eating any flesh from Korbanos. Any Simcha or B'Psar Korbanos. That everybody has to eat Simcha. That's the Pashup Shah. That the three mitzvahs don't mean three Korbanos that you must offer. Two out of the three mean you have to offer a Korban. You have to pay either by yourself or B'Shutfis with other people. You have to fund a korban riyah, an oilos riyah. You have to pay for a korban chagigah. You don't necessarily have to eat from it. You have to pay for it. And be a shutif in the hakrovis hakorban. And then the korban simcha doesn't necessarily mean you have to offer a third shalmi simcha. It means you have to eat a little bit of psar korbanos. And the Mishnah says explicitly that the kohanim ayotzei the chaz of the shalts and shlamim and the korban mitarim and the chatas of the yoshim and the Yisraelim ayotzei with whatever psar korbanos they have. The Rebbe Yehuda claims in the Tzlach, he has a little bit on Chagigah, a very little piece, he says that the Rambam Shita is not so Medayik from the Rambam, but that's one din of Simcha, but then in addition there's another din that you have to pay for a Korban Simcha. There are two Shlomims that you have to bring. You have to offer a Shalmi Chagigah, and you have to offer a Shalmi Simcha. A Shver Avod, what do you need two Korban Shlomim for? Whatever. So now regarding the Korban Oilos Riyah, Leirof on Arekam, so it means you shouldn't come without offering a Korban Oilos. An oilos riyah. Regarding the oilos riyah, an oilos can either be an oilos behemoth or an oilos eif. A shlomim, there is no shlomim by an eif. So the shlomim, you have no bearer. You have to bring a shalmei behemoth. But the oile, the oile sriya, so the Gemara raises the question, can you be yotze the mitzvah of oile sriya by offering an oile soy? So the way we have the girsa printed in the Vilna Shas, that's where most of the Rishonim have the girsa, it says no, that you're not yotze. The Gemara makes a comparison, a hekesh, just like the shlomim has to be sadeime, so to the oile has to be datka beime, you're not yotze with oile soy. And the Rambam had a different gears in the Gemara. Must have had a different gears in the Gemara. And the Miri follows the Rambam like very often. So here also the Miri follows this gears of Rambam that regarding the chiyuv of oilas riya, one would be yotzei if he brings an oilas soy. So he doesn't necessarily have to bring an oilas bein. So Mamele, the Miri interprets our Gemara also like that. How many zavma zavas are there in a whole earth? How many people are there that they're going to bring? Zav is not such a common thing. Zav also is not so common. So how many Zavma Zavas are there that they're going to bring Gozolas, they're going to bring Oifas to the Beit HaMikdash, that we have to discuss them even, whether it's a legitimate reason to be Mabrech Hashanah or not. 50 people, 100 people from Hokka Yisrael, how many people are going to be? So the Niri doesn't find like Rashi. He says this Brayser with the Gozolas Shalav Pircha, the Oifas are too skinny, or they're too young, and you want to bring Torim. He says we're not talking about Kinei Zavma Zavas. We're talking about the Chiyav Oilos Riyah that all of Klal Yisrael has to bring. Not everybody's a millionaire, not everybody can afford to bring Oilus Behema, so a lot of people are going to bring Oilus Oif. They'll say, if it's good, if you hold like the Rav HaRishonim that you can't be Yotze with Oilus Oif, they have no brayer, so they have to buy B'shutfis and Oilus Behema with many other people. But the Miri Lishitosa holds like the Rambam's Girsa that you Yotze Oilus Riyah with Oilus Oif also. So he claims that's Pshat over here, so half of the people are poor and half of the people are rich, half of the people are going to bring Oilus Oif. So they're bothered, the Tanoim are wondering over here, what's going to be, but they want to bring Torim, they don't want to bring B'nai Yotze. But you're not very young, the Torah are already older. In order, they're not going to eat any of the flesh anyway, so it's not a question whether they're going to have a bigger, a fatter chicken or a skinnier chicken. They're not going to eat it anyway. But they want to have an nicer karma, so they prefer to bring an oilas oif for oilas riya from the Torah. But all the oifers are too young this year. So the Brayser says, don't worry about it, so you bring B'nai Yoina. Nishke fella, bring B'nai Yoina. The kine is admin, the kine is obviously not allowed to be makri van yontif. So that either you bring before yontif achalamah. The oilis is a machlekes in the Mishnah, the Shalmei Gisel, whether you're permitted to be makri the oilis riyah on yontif. So we pass them, you're not allowed. But the Shalmei Chagigah, that the Mishnah says everybody is, you're permitted to bring the Shalmei Chagigah on yontif. Unless yontif falls out on Shabbos, yontif falls out on Shabbos, then you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to be makri, then you bring later. So again, so we have three brises in the Gemara that are going to deal with the same topic. What is considered a valid, sufficient reason to be an Aberes Hashanah. So the first Bryson says you have to have a major Tzorech HaTzorah Godel, that the highways are destroyed and the bridges are destroyed and Tanuri Psochem are not available, or the people are traveling from Chutzlos and won't be able to make it, and we have to be an Aberes Hashanah to give everybody an extra month to be able to bring the content. That's one Tzorech. The second Bryson gives a list of Tzorechim which are minor Tzorechim. Any Abba Mishashana, these are not valid reasons, but it's a half of a reason. Aval, Osim Oson, Saad Lashana. You can be Mitzar, Saad is a Siyaita. That you can use this Bitsiruf, like when you write a tshuva, so you write another Snif Lahaka. You have a tshuva, you make it because of this reason, another Saad Lahaka. So this is a Saad. Saad means that this helps you out. When you make the Ibra Hashana, so you use this Bitsiruf with another reason. What do you mean Bitsiruf with another reason? We'll have to figure it out. And then the third Brysa, we'll learn everything in between. The third brayse is on Omid Beis, right in the middle of Omid Beis. Daf Yud Aleph Omid Beis, it says, Tana Rabbanan, Al Shlosha Dvorim, Na'abrim Es Hashanah. About 20 lines from the top. Al Shlosha Dvorim, Na'abrim Es Hashanah, there are three tzarochim which will lead the Bezin to make a Shana Muberes, to make 13 months. What is that? These are the famous ones. Al Ha'aviv, Ve'al Peres, Ve'ilon, Ve'al Atkufa. Aviv means, let's go Pasha B'Shad Rashi, Aviv means that the Pesach should be, the Chodesh Aviv should be in the springtime. So if the Bezin sees that it doesn't look like springtime yet, it's still too chilly, so they should make a Shana Muberes, so they'll get another month before Pesach comes, so it'll be in the springtime. Al Peres Uila means that Shavuos is supposed to come out. Yeah. That's what it sounds like. The Gemara says you have to have a tzirus of two. We'll get to it. You have to have a combination of two timing. It's not enough one. If they just see it's going to be a cold winter, and it's going to be over. Pesach will be freezing with snow. But then they see that Shavuos is going to be normal and Sukkot is going to be normal. Then that's not enough of a reason to be Ma'abes Hashem. So far the Brayser says...
We just learned that because of the shelling, because of the cold, it's not Mahavira. So, but it just happened that day it's cold.
So you see, right, that the snow doesn't bother us, basically. I, this full of snow in the street, doesn't bother us. You're not Mahavira Sashana. Unless the snow prevents the people from coming. Right? So this Brisa hasn't gone to a different reason for Yibur Hashem. The Brisa speaks about a different consideration. Allah always means I have to make sure that Pesach falls out of Chodesh Av, that it's springtime, that the weather corresponds to Pesach. Al Peres Ila means that Shavuah should fall out at that season of the year, that the peres on the tree should be growing. Well, Alat Kufa means two things, that Sukkah should be with Kufa Sashana, because the... No. Kufa means Kufa for Pesach and Kufa for the... Peres Ila is for Bikurim, yeah. That Shavuah should fall out that season of the year, that the peres should be ripe, and then it should be Shaykh to bring Bikurim. Right? She'd be shy to bring Mikurim starting from Shavuot. Balat Kufa refers both to Pesach and to Sukkot. That Pesach has to fall out in the Nut Kufa, Kufas Nisi, and that Sukkot is described Chag Ha'os, that Kufas Hashon Ha'os has to be in connection with the Nut Kufa. So the Braisa says you have to have a combination of two of these Tzarachim. Al Shnai Mehem Yabrim, Alecha Mehem Ebyam. Let's say they see that it's going to be a long winter, everything else is normal in the year. Like you point out, just that it's going to be an extended winter, it's going to be freezing through Pesach. But after Pesach is over, Shavuos will be normal. So they think, to the best of it, they have to predict it in advance. So they think that Shavuos is going to be normal, Sukkot is going to be normal, just Pesach is going to be too great. So the Brisa says that then you're not Mabro Sashon. You have to have a combination of two factors. Ashnai mehem yabrim, alechem mehem yabrim. If you only have one factor without another one, that's not enough to be enough. We'll continue the rest later. So you have three different braises speaking of Yibur Hashanah. How do you blend all of these in together? This is a major problem here. Yeah, that's already within this. That's a different thing. How do you, let's say, in Yerushalayim, it's freezing, it's snowing, and the rest of Eretz Yisrael, it's the springtime. So then it says it's only called a freezing Pesach if you have two out of the three sections of Eretz Yisrael. You don't judge by the whole world. Let's say it's snowing in New York Pesach time. So it's snowing in New York, so we go by Eretz Yisrael. But Eretz Yisrael Gufa has three sections. You have Yehuda, Eva, Yad, and the Gol. So you have to go by two out of three sections of Eretz Yisrael to determine whether we consider Pesach off kilter, whether we consider Shavuos Sedreit or not. So the question here is, how do you combine together these three brises? What's going on? So Rav Velveler points out in his Sefer, he has a little small little Sefer that came out after his Kira, Rosh Hashanah, Yom and Sukkot. So he has a very beautiful biur here, Anis Gimor. When we learn Sanhedrin, our Soloveitchik said that's, I think, 75%, 80% of the same shot. He said, I remember when we came out of Shir, one of the rabbis asked him, what did Rabbi Yosheber say today? So he told him over, Rabbi Gerelik always used to say, what did Rabbi Yosheber say today? So he told him over the Shir, so he said, he remembers that when Rabbi Velveler's son, Rabbi Velveler Soloveitchik, who just passed away last year, and he was bar mitzvah in Europe, that was his bar mitzvah chef. He said, over this long marach. So Rabbi Velveler has in his sefer the following explanations. Mamish Poshup Shat in the moment, nothing fancy, just explains Poshup Shat what's going on. Rashi and Tosfos learn as follows. The whole idea of Yibur Hashanah is that basically the Jewish calendar is a lunar calendar. The months are lunar months, and you only have 12 months in a year. So what's the whole idea of Yibur Hashanah? So the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that Yibur Hashanah you make Litzorah. You have, the Bezna has a right to change the calendar to introduce a 13th month, Litzorah. What's that Litzorah? The people won't be able to make Korban Pesach. Bridges are damaged, it's not Tzorah. The bridges are damaged, nothing wrong. The calendar is intrinsically perfect. Just the Tanurik Sochem are not functioning. The Golis is Sochem Ekimim Komom. The people started traveling to Eretzona, won't be able to make it. Next year they'll be discouraged, the moment I come again, they'll never be all regular again, so to encourage them to come. This is a purely external Tzorah. It has nothing to do with the Shana. Intrinsically, there's nothing in the Gufa Shel Shana that should require any Yibur Hashanah. So Rashi and Tosfos Shita is based on that Gemara and Rosh Hashanah that Yibur Hashanah is always Litzorah, always some external reason. And all of these are external reasons. You want to be Mahabad Hashanah, that Pesach should fall out of the right time. The Yontif Pesach is supposed to be the Chodesh Avid. And Shavuot is supposed to be the beginning of the season of bringing Bikurim, so if the Teres Ulat are not ripe yet, so what's left to bring Bikurim? So you want the Mitzvah Bikurim to be straightened out. You want Mitzvah Sukkot to be straightened out. You want the Yontif Pesach to be normal. But this is nothing really intrinsic in the year. So the Brises, putting together all the Brises, you have three Madregas of Itzor. You have Itzor of Godel Miyod. You have Itzor of Godel, you have Itzor of Kut. If you have Itzor of Godel Miyod, a very great Tzorah, namely, it's snowing. Terrible blizzard looking, nobody will be able to make it. The highways are destroyed, all the bridges are destroyed, and the no tanurik, sochim, absolutely Atzorah, absolutely impossible, people not be able to bring the Korban Pesach, that's a Tzorach Miyod. So, and any one of those Tzorachim alone, you're Ma'abed Hashem. You don't have to have any combinations of anything. When it's a Tzorach Godel Miyod, that's Yibur Hashem. If you have a lower Madrega of a Tzorach, not a Tzorach Godel Miyod Miyod, a Tzorach Godel, so then the Brisa says, Ashnai Mehem Yabim, V'yalecha Mehem Emiyam, Al-Ha'avi V'alat Kufa V'al Peris U'ilam. You want Pesach to be normal, you want Shavuos to be normal, you want Sukkot to be normal. You shouldn't be off kilter. So this is also an external tzorach to the year. You want the Yom Tovim to be observed properly. So that's a tzorach. It's not considered such a great tzorach, the Brises. The Tanan don't consider that such a major tzorach like the Tanurik Tzorachim, the Tamamish, Mis, the Korban Pesach. They'll do the Yom Tovim, except that it'll look funny. Pesach is supposed to be in the springtime, so it'll look a little strange. How come it's so cold? Shavuos, he's supposed to stop bringing Bikurim. It'll be very strange. The Bikurim is going to be a month after Shavuos. So the people are going to have to come again. Another time to bring, so they'll bring Bikurim, Sukkot time, Nishgifah. So that's considered a tzorach, but it's not such a great tzorach. So you need a combination of two of those tzorach. And what if you have a lesser tzorach? That's the third brisa that's on the bottom of Yudalef Manaf. Vigoizolo shaloi pirchu, and the gedoyim, the young behemoths, and so on. That's a tzorach kotin. That's not such a major tzorach. So even if you have a combination of two of these factors, inside the behemoths are skinny, inside the yoifas are too young. If you have a combination of both, it's still not. When you have two little tzorach, and that's called a tzorach godel. Like certain year there, a lot of times when you have a hefsed merubah, the Ramo a lot of times has a chumah, so he says when you have a hefsed merubah, so you make them. So the poskim say, what says the hefsed merubah? It does not have to be dafke a hefsed merubah. Let's say I made one dish tray. That's not a hefsed merubah. Say throughout the dish. What if I made 100 dishes tray? Now each dish bifnei atzmo is a hefsed muat, but 100 dishes together, that's called a hefsed merubah. You don't judge this one is a hefsed muat lahachna. This is a hefsed muat lahachna. The hefsed muat lahachna. Yeah, Machmah sometimes you say you put it all together. The Hefsim Meru, Mitzur, Poshet, the Machloikis, but that's the way we use things. That's how Moshe Paskin thinks. It's Moshe like those days in Poskin, the Poshet. So here also the Gemara says, you have to have a Tzorach Godel to be Ma'abed Hashem. So if you have the first Brisa, that the highways are destroyed or the bridges are destroyed, that's a Tzorach Godel. So on one of these, you Ma'abed. If you have a Tzorach on a lower level, you have to have a combination of two. If you have even a lower level of Tzorach, even a combination of two is also no good to us, Koigis. What is it good for? So also most of the Sa'ad Lashonah, Rashi and Tosafos say it means like this. This is the way they learn. And on the base it says, the Braisa that we just learned, Al Ha'avi Balat Kufi Val Peres Ilon. You want Pesach to fall out at the normal time. You want to celebrate Shavuos, it should look like Shavuos. You want Sukkot to look normal. That's a medium Tzorach. It's not the major Tzorach and it's not the lower Tzorach. So that medium Tzorach, if you have a combination of two, Ashnai Mehem Yad. What if you only had one of those, but you have one of these? You have one of these intermediate tzorachim. Pesach is going to be tzedreita, Shavuos is going to be tzedreita, Sukkot is going to be tzedreita, the tkufa. You have one of those considerations plus one of these factors on Amanah. So then, if it's then, it's like one and a half tzorachim. So one and a half tzorachim, then you are Ma'abar HaShashon. That's how Rashi and Tosafos learn. This is the sheet of Rashi and Tosafos that Ibar HaShana is always with tzorach. Because the Gemara discusses there in Rosh Hashanah the following sugya. The Gemara says, what happens if the Eidim come to make Kiddush HaChodesh? Things all around that Chafala.
The only thing I don't understand is why this is the Torah. Actually, this is the calendar of the year.
That's how the Rambam holds. That's the Rambam has in Gansan a different sheet. That's what we'll get to. But Rashi and Tosafos learn that the calendar is purely a lunar calendar. The whole calendar is a lunar calendar.
But what makes up the year? The calendar is based on the month.
Right.
But the year is not based on the year.
That's what the Rambam sheet is. The Rambam holds like that. But the Rashi and Tosafos learn not so.
I don't understand how Kufa is something that
Right, but it's external in the sense that we want to celebrate Pesach at the right time and we want to celebrate Sukkot at the right time. But the calendar per se is perfect, even if Pesach falls out the wrong time of the year. The calendar is normal. It's a lunar calendar. There's nothing wrong with the lunar calendar as it stands. Just that if we leave it the way it is, our Pesach will be marred. You won't be so happy on Pesach. It won't be in the springtime. And everybody knows it's supposed to be the springtime. The Sukkot is supposed to be Tkufas HaShon, Tkufas HaDosh. So we'll feel awkward about it. Right. That's why Rashi and Tosafos hold that it's external. The Rambam holds like this sheet, that the Chadashim, the Rambam stresses this very much. The Chadashim, the months are lunar, but the year is a solar year. The Rambam has in Gansan a different sheet. But first we'll present Rashi and Tosafos. So the Brisker Rav has in his sefer, he quotes the Gemara, says in Rosh Hashanah.
Other
means that the peiros are not growing, the birds are not chirping like it's supposed to be in the Kufa means according to the solar calendar. Just a push the cheshbon whether it is a tkufa. It's shy. No, it's shy to be the tkufa. Shy that it's the right tkufa and it's still freezing. a shaykh that it will be the correct kufa? All it means, whether it appears, whether it doesn't look like spring. It doesn't look like spring. Are the flowers blossoming? Are the birds chirping? Are the... Yeah, the yomer, to be back with the yomer, right. Gemara has like that in other ways, to be back with the yomer, to be back with shtei alechem on Shavuos. So the Gemara has in Rosh Hashanah the following sugya. If... the Gemara is in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav, above the course. So the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav that a Chodesh in a Jewish calendar can only have 29 or 30 days. Can't have more, can't have less. What happens if the Eidim come on the 30th day and they say, we saw the Levana, and it's Bezdin's function, Bezdin's job to declare the 30th day is Rosh Chodesh, so that the previous month should only be a Chodesh Chaser consisting of 29 days, and the 30th day should be Rosh Chodesh, the first day of the next month. And Bezdin has some kind of a major reason why they don't want to make it Rosh Chodesh. Let's say it's Rosh Hashanah. And if they're going to make Rosh Hashanah on that day, it's going to be on a Aleph Dalet Vav. It's going to be on a Sunday or a Wednesday or a Friday. Because Yom Kippur is going to fall out on a Friday or a Sunday. We don't want that. Whatever. They have some kind of reason why they don't want to make Kiddush HaChodesh that day. They want to postpone it a day later. Are you allowed to do that or not? So the Gemara has a whole discussion. So the din is, Atem Afilu Mizidim, Atem Afilu Shogigim, Atem Afilu Mutim. The pasuk says in Parshas Emor. Elam Yadah Hashem Shetiklu Osam. Mikrei Kedush, and it says it twice, the beginning of the parasha, the end of the... By the Moyadim, so it says it as a Hakdama, and it says it at the end. So Rashi says, what does it mean? How come Ashetikra Osam is written Aleph Tachmen? Should really be spelled Aleph Vav Tachmen? So that's the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah that you read it Atem. Atem Afilu Mezidim. Atem means it's all up to you. Whatever the Bezna Godel decides, that's what goes. Atem Afilu Mezidim, Atem Afilu Shogigim, Atem Afilu Mutim, whatever they say goes. And how come it's written twice? At the beginning of the parasha, somewhere this... Then it says Shabbos. Then it says Pesach Shavuot Sukkot Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Then it repeats again. How come it says at the beginning and at the end? At both times it's Chasavot. So Rashi quotes from the Sifra, from the Peres Kanim, the first one refers to Kiddush HaChodesh and the second one refers to Yibur HaShana. That the principle of Matem, Afilu Mezidim, Matem, Afilu Shogigim, Matem, Afilu Mutim, that it's all up to the Bezna Gadol, or the Bezna who's in charge, and whatever they say goes. Can't make a month of 28 days, and can't make a month of 31 days, but within the 29 or the 30 days, they can go against the Eidim. They can do it without Eidim. They can even if they know their Moled was already, it wasn't yet. They can, if they need it, they see a need for it, they can go against the astronomical facts. And this is true both of Kiddush HaChodesh and of Yibur HaShana.
But they
They can be Mekabliators also and say thank you. The Mekabliators, they thank them very much for coming and they're going to go against them. They won't listen to them. You have to make them happy. The Gemara says if you don't give them some prize, so they won't want to come next time. You're going to see that they won't come. So it says you have to entertain them, give them a suit. It says, yeah. Thank you very much, and we have a need. So the Gemara discusses, should I learn out sort of a Mamatzinu? Should I learn out the Mamatzinu from Yibur HaShana to Kiddush HaChodesh? The following way, that just like you can be Ma'abir as HaShana Lutzorech, just like Bezdin can decide to make the year longer. How do you make the year longer? By adding on another month, the 13th month. And when do they do that? Lutzorech, if they have some kind of an external need, why they want to make it. So maybe just like the Ma'abir as HaShana Lutzorech, maybe they can also be Ma'abir as HaChodesh Lutzorech when the Eidim come on the 30th day. And the Bezdin should really be Mekabel Yedis and declare today is Rosh Chodesh, but they have a tzorech because Yom Kippur is going to fall out the wrong day, Hashanah Rabbah is going to fall out, some kind of a need, so maybe they have a right to be Ma'aber Es HaChodesh L'tzorech and disregard the Yedim and make tomorrow Rosh Chodesh. See, that's the Gemara's discussion. So when the Gemara speaks clearly of being Ma'aber Es HaShanah L'tzorech, you can be Ma'aber Es HaShanah for some external tzorech. So what's called an external tzorech? So Rashi says, Al Ha'obi Val Atkuf Val Peris Ilim. That's what Rashi says in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav. So the Biskirov points out, Rav Avraham has in the Sefer, that this is all the Rashi and the Tosafot Shita and Ardaf, that Yibur HaShanah is always done for an external purpose. Because you want to make the people happy for Pesach, for Shavuos, for Sukkot, for the Omer, for the Shtei Alechem, for the Bikurim. You want to, it's complete, everything is external. These are all external Tzorachim. You have the three Madregas of the Tzorachim, Tzorach Godel Miyo, that on one Tzorach is enough to be Ma'abir Es HaShanah. Then a Tzorach Godel, like you need a combination of two, and a Tzorach Katan, which even a combination of two is no good, but if one Tzorach Katan can be Mitzurif, which one of the intermediate Tzorachim can make Yibur HaShanah. That's the Shita's Rashi Vitosis. The Rambam learns your Shita. The Rambam learns the Gansan a different Shah. First of all, the Rambam doesn't quote the Lashon of the Brisa as we have it. He rather quotes Lashon of the Brisa as it appears in the Tosefta. And on the days, the Brisa as we have it says, Tana Rabban, the one we just learned before, Al Shlosha Dvarim Abim Es Hashana, Al Alev Al Atkuva Al Teres Ilo. So the Tosefta has a slightly different gear, Al Shlosha Simonim Abim Es Hashana. That's how the Rambam calls Shlosha Simonim, not Shlosha Dvarim. What's the significance to the Shina gears of Shlosha Simonim? So Avada explains it's a major difference, means a different thing. The Rambam stresses that the Yiddish Aluach consists of sort of an androgynous. The Chadashim, the months are lunar months, those according to the moon. But the year is supposed to be a solar year. So you have a problem, how can you have a solar year if the months are going to be lunar months? So that's the whole institution of Ibar Hashanah. That's not an Ibar Hashanah Litzorech because of some external Tzorech. That's Ibar Hashanah intrinsically. The year lends itself to Ibar Hashanah. You need it in order to make it into a solar year. So the Rambam learns those are called simonim. You have three simonim, any combination of two of these is an indication that the year is off kilter. Not that we're going to have problems with Shtei Alechem and Omer and Bikurim and Pesach Shavuos Sukkos, external tzorachim. No, that the year is off kilter because we want the Shana to be Shnoi Sachama. The Chadosh Machotchi Halavona, the Rambam writes, and the Shana Shnoi Sachama. So to them to figure out whether the year is off kilter or it's okay, so we have three simonim that indicate what. These are not shlosha dvarim, three tzarachim. These are three simonim to show us whether the year is straight or it's fishy.
So will the Rambam hold anything about gesherim and drachim?
So the Rambam holds, according to the Rambam, you cannot make any combination over here. You're going to make a combination of a tzarach katon.
What about a big tzorah, like
Gishar,
Gishar,
so the Ram, so that's the when the Gemara says there in Rosh Hashanah just like an external tzorah, so maybe so too you should have a right to be ma'abir the chodesh letzorah. So the Rambam does not learn like Rashi that you ma'abir the shana letzorah means oviv kuf and perisilin. The Rambam is very clear about it. In Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh he writes there's ibur hashana because the year itself lends itself to ibur because the year is off kilter, it's not a solar year. And then there's a time when the year is perfectly normal. There's absolutely nothing fishy with the year, but you have an external tzorach, namely the tanuri psochim, and the highways are destroyed, and the bridges are broken. So the Rambam holds there are two dinim in Ibar Hashanah. One is letzorach, that's the first brice, and the second brice. If the first brice is letzorach, and the third brice is a different thing, that the year should be a solar year. What is the, that's simon and gansin a different thing. And what is the second brice all about? What is the sad? What do you mean aside? What are you combining over here? According to Rashi and Tosafot, you understand what you combine. You have to have a tzorah gadol. You have two tzorachim beinonim equal a tzorah gadol. But according to the Rambam, that this is a siman to show whether the year is off kilter, and that's a tzorah. If it doesn't stim, so the Rambam has in Gansan a different shat inside. The Beforeshim point out the Rambam has a different shat inside. In fact, Tosafot in Rosh Hashanah they point out Tosafot in Rosh Hashanah also has this shat that the word sad just means liyofi hamichtov. The Gemara says, when they send out, the Gemara says, what do you mean also from Sa'ad? The Brice on the bottom. Ketzad? The Gemara on the bottom of Yud Aleph and Aleph quotes the Brice about Gedoyim and Ploim and Gezal Rishalapircha, also knows from Sa'ad Lashana. You can be mitzarefit as a sniff to make the Ibar Hashana. Zog the Brice of Ketzad means Bezat Sa'ad, the Hainu. What do you mean, claimer? What do you mean you make a Sa'ad? Abiyana said, the Brice continues. Abiyana Yonim, Mishim Abishim Migam Liel. Abiyana says, when Abishim Migam Liel was the Nasi, he sent out the following Kol Kari. He printed the following Moido. Moido Ad Anachna Lachom means Anachna Modim Lachem. We are Modi everybody. The Gozlaya Rakichin. That the Oifis Ashvach. That's the Gozola Shlapirho. The Imrayo and the Behemis Adatkin. They're also skinny. The Korbanis Petra are going to be skinny. The Zimna Dabiva Loimoto, and it's not Chodesh Aviv yet, so he combined the Chodesh Aviv. That's what Rashi and Tosafot say. Aviv and Tkufa Perisi when you have to have two out of three. And if you only have one, you can't be Ma'abir Lashana, but if you mitzaref one of these with that, so it's okay. So that's what he combined over here. Zimna Dabiva Loimoto, you have Aviv and you have the Tziruf of this, that's a sad. Yep. So the. So the Pashup shot in the Braise is like Rashi and Tosafot say, Yemitzarev, these two tzarach. So the in the Rambam sheet, the Mefarshim say, the Rambam holds like the Tosafot in Rosh Hashanah. The Sa'ad just means liyofi hamichtov. It really means that the Zimna Davi Voloi Mota means that they had a sufficient reason to be Abras Hashanah, Mineyu Bey from the Shana. Mineyu Bey. It was a tziruf of Aviv and Tkufa, or a tziruf of Aviv and Peres Elon, or Tkufa alone maybe. We'll have to learn anymore. it was going to be a Shonam Uberes because of the Brais on the base, that the year was not fit to be it wasn't a solar year, that they had to straighten it out anyway. But when they send out the letter, they schmaltz up the letter and they put in another reason, which really is lomal of lomal, just that the people should be happy. To make everybody happy.
PR.
Right, didn't really help. So what does it mean, sag? What kind of a deal is that?
You write in
another reason which is not the real reason. What kind of a deal is that?
No, he doesn't. He has the other reasons first.
Yeah. He has the insignificant reason first. He has the real reason at the end. So what kind of a deal is that? So Rav Soloveitchik added on when he said this, the Rav Bavala doesn't explain. He just points out the Ram has a different sheet in Sa. So Rav Soloveitchik explained in the Shiurim, based on a Tesefta in Sanhedrin, also here the Tesefta in Perik Beis, I think. The Tesefta has a din. This din is found in the Gemara also, the beginning of the din. The first daf in Hari is the Gemara has, when Des makes a Gzeire, the Rabbonon, and goes in Gzeire ala Tzibur, Elam Kain, Rav Tzibur, Yichodim Lamedvon. The Gzeiris are not Chal, Stam in a vacuum. The Bezin can't sit in the Yeshivas, and make Gzeiris for Gans Pali Sol, whether they like it or not, they have to suffer with the Bezin Gzeiris. The Gzeiris is only binding if it takes root, if they're Mekabalit. If the people are not Mekabalit, if it's not Poshta, if the people are not Mekabalit Gzeir, it's not Poshta, Barov Yisrael, so then the Gzeir is not Chal. So the Tesefta here in Sanhedrin quotes that, and then it continues to say, the same is true regarding Yibur Hashanah Kiddush HaChodesh. That's really a Kiddush. Yibur Hashanah Kiddush HaChodesh, they don't have to... What does it got to do with whether they like it or not? So that's what Rav Soloveitchik gave the whole Shia. I think we mentioned part of it, that really the din is that Kiddush HaChodesh and Yibur Hashanah Klal Yisrael should do, as a Tzibur. Klal Yisrael should do. But the Bez Nagol does it, not so much as a Bez Din, not like the Paskin HaShanah, but they represent Klal Yisrael, like the Congress represents the nation. Not so much the Bezin Paskins here, B'Toris Merara, they function over here, B'Toris Asher Yedai, to Kehem Zikne Ha'am, the Shotel, but the Rav said, the two parshiyos of Bezin Agol and Nechumish, one is in Behal Oischa, where it says, Esfili Shivnish, Asher Yedai, to Kehem Zikne Ha'am, the Shotel. So that parsha tells us, that whenever you have to have Das, Reva Tzibur, you don't have to go take a poll, to find out, go call everybody up, have everybody vote, see what they have to say about it. So if you ask the Bezin says yes or no, or whatever the Bezin says, that's considered Haskamas Tzibur. Whatever the Bezin says is considered Das Rav Atzibur, because Bezin Agoru, the Pasuk says that they are considered Asher Yodai Tekehem Zikne Hom B'Shotel. They are the Manhigim. And then there's another Parshan, Parshan Shoeftim, Ki Kipal Mimchadom Ela Mishpah Bedam Ledam Indin Edin Mei Negel Anega Dibay Rivis B'Sherech Vekam Tovi Alisa Lamokha Mashivcha Hashem. You go to the Bezin Agoru, and they are the final word in Psak Halacha, not because they represent the Tzibur, that's the Bezin. They are the Balei HaHayro, the Balei HaMasor, whatever the Paskin goes. So here, that's perhaps the pshat in the Tesefta. The Tesefta says that the Yibur Hashanah and the Kiddush HaChodesh is only valid if you have the Haskama of the Das Rav Tzibur. Why? So it sounds like that the Bezin functions, but they're as representatives of Klal Yisrael. It will turn out a strange case that the Bezin will make a Shana Muberes and the whole Tzibur will revolt, and they won't be Mekabalit. They say, we want to have Pesach the way it is. So they're not Pesach the way it is. It won't be a Shana Muberes, and they make a Kiddush HaChodesh, and the people won't be happy, and you'll see that Rav Tzibur don't like it. So the Sefta has an interesante din. It's hard to figure out how you're going to find out in 2 days that they like it. They don't like it. I wish they didn't accept that if the Rebbe Tzibur is not masking with the Kiddush HaChodesh Yibur Hashanah, that's not fine. So apparently, Rav Soloveitchik, apparently this is the reason why when the Bez Nagol made the Yibur Hashanah, that I add on things into the letter to convince the Balabatim. Balabatim not so interested in Oviv with the Tzkufa and the Peres Elam. Was it Gate to Zeyah? They're not so worried about the Oymer with the Shtalach, and that's not their business. They want to bring the Korban Pesach. They want to have a fat Korban Pesach. Or they have to bring Oilus Riyah. Where the Niri says Oilus Oif, they're going to bring Oilus Riyah. Or the Kinei Zav and Kinei Zav, whatever Rashi says. That's a Zach that's Nageh to the Hamoy Naam. So you first tell them, look, you're right, Mahidon Anach Nalachon, we have a problem that we want to help you out. And this is really false. This is not the real reason. We have a consideration of goes Laya Rakich and Jim Raya Datkin, the Behemoth Haskin, the Oifus Haskin. Would you like us to make Yibur? And also, we have a halachic reason why we want to make Yibur Hashanah. Namely, the year lends itself to Yibur Hashanah. We've got to make an Yibur Hashanah. So this is in order to get the Haskamas right about Tzibur. That's apparently what the Rambam and the Tesis in Rosh Hashanah says. That's Pshat and Sad. Sad means, Liyofi HaMichtor, Liyofi Bialmo. Al Pidin, it's Lomal of Lomor, it doesn't help at all, just Liyofi. The Raman Paskin is that you have to have Aviv and Peres together. One without the other is no good. But Kufa works alone. He only mentioned it. Apparently means there was Aviv of Kufa. The Aviv of Kufa, so Aviv didn't work out.
Oh,
If it's just the Peiros of Aviv, that's not good enough. Maybe he meant Peiros of Aviv with the Peiros of Shavuos. Aviv alone is not enough. Point to the Rambam is not enough. You have to have Aviv with Peiros or Ilan, or Tkufa alone, the Rambam passing, based on the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, that Tkufa alone is enough to be Ma'abra Rosh Hashanah.
It would seem from this Gemara that himself came up in the middle of the year, whatever it was, but according to Rashi, he said that Besdin had to declare at the beginning of the year whether they intend to make
so they have to declare sometime before the end of Adar. No. Even in Tishrei they may do it. After Tishrei they have to do it. Anytime before Adar.
They can do it.
Have all the klalim. And Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, Mishnah Berurah quotes all the dinim. When is it going to be a Chodesh Mala? When is it going to be a Chasta? When is it going to be a Shana Mubaris? When is it going to be a Shana Pshuta? Maybe 19 years, but so many Shana Mubaris and so on. The whole system that we follow now, that is how Halacha Noshe Masina. That's how the Rambam is. Rambam asks, how could it be Halacha Noshe Masina? Where is it mentioned in the Gemara? The Gemara never said the such Halacha Noshe Masina. The Gemara says, oh, the tefillin have to be square as Halacha. Abba halacha l'moshe m'sinai, that it becomes a shana moberis automatically, because that din of simanim is a din in the shana. That's a din intrinsic in the shana. But the Rashi and Tesis, l'shita sam, would be impossible for them to say like that. Maybe Kiddush HaChodesh you can say like that, but Ibar Shana is impossible. Rashi and Tesis hold that Ibar Shana is always made for a completely extraneous tzarech. Never that the year itself lends itself to become a shana moberis. Everything is external, because the years are also shnos halavana, not shnos hachana. It's always an external tzarech, because you want Pesach to be straightened out, and stukis, and shteh lechem, and oimer. Always external tzarech, so it doesn't make any sense to say that the years lend themselves to become a shana moberis automatically. So they will certainly have to learn, like the Ramban, that Hil HaShari made the Kiddush in advance, he made the declaration of shana moberis way in advance, at Bias HaGol, he said, until Mashiach Tzikenu will reconstitute a peasant, I am declaring all of those years as Shana Mubaris according to my system. That's how you have to say. Ramban, however, raises the issue that his pshat is a nice pshat, but it's against the Gemara. He has that himself. Because the Gemara says that if you makadish, if you declare a Shana Mubaris too far in advance, the Gemara says even b'diyevit it's no good. That's on the next daf, on Yud Beis Amin Aleph, around 10 lines from the top. The Gemara quotes Tana Rabbanan Atosefta. And that Yud Beis Amin Aleph in Sanhedrin, got 10 lines from the top. Tana Rabbanan, Eimi Yabrim Es Hashana Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. You cannot declare the Shana as the Shana Mubaris before Rosh Hashanah. And even B'diyevin, Vimi Brua, Eino Mubaris. Belong to you yet, you cannot be megarish the woman whom you didn't marry yet, you saw. You cannot make a kinyan on a davar shelo bal yom. So here the question is, Be'ezdin cannot be mekanish or rashchodesh if the day doesn't exist. Like we discussed, let's say Bezin Nisad Zabana Mekadesh last month had 30 days. And now it's already the middle of the next month. We decide that we don't like that. We would rather have, last month should have had 29 days. It would come out better for tax purposes or whatever. We want to have that last month should have 29 days. So we will hereby declare that the 30th day of last month was really Rosh Chodesh. And the main leg, Bani Muslim Affair, last month only had 29 days. So most of the Rishonim hold that you can't do that. Because last month, the 30th day is not here anymore. Shova. Just like a Dovah Shlobo Liolam, I cannot be Mekadosh, I cannot make a Maisa. I cannot make any Maisa on a thing that doesn't exist, that isn't here yet. So I cannot make a Maisa on a thing that was, is gone and forgotten, it's already far river, it's not here anymore. So one could argue with the Ramban as follows. True, there is a din of Atem Afilu Mezidin, Atem Afilu Shogun, fine. But you cannot make Rosh Chodesh, just like I cannot declare last week, Sunday of last week is Rosh Chodesh. Kota cannot declare next Sunday is Rosh Chodesh. Today, if I want to say today should be Rosh Chodesh, okay. If I want to make tomorrow, so we'll get together tomorrow, we'll declare tomorrow should be Rosh Chodesh. But to declare that next week, the Wednesday of next week should be Rosh Chodesh. That's the same as declaring the day that wasn't, that went away already, that passed already, just like there's no Rov HaRishonim hold against, the Rambam has a strange sheet. The Rov HaRishonim hold cannot have Kiddush HaChodesh L'mafreya. So too, L'chari, you cannot have Kiddush HaChodesh Lahavo, because the Dovah Shalom Bali Yoram, and the same thing, how can you make Ibra Shona? Hil Hasheni, you're going to tell me the Ramban says, Hil Hasheni made a declaration that Shnas Tavshin Mem Aleph, last year was a Shalom Aberish. Shnas Tavshin Mem Aleph was a Shalom Aberish. But it didn't exist in the days of Hil Hasheni. It's like a Dovah Shalom Bali Yoram. How can he make a declaration on a year? He can make it. It's fine, he can make a Luach. How can he make the act of Ibra Shona hereby declare that Shnas Tavshin Mem Aleph is a Shalom Aberish? It didn't exist yet. It's like a Dovah Shalom Bali Yoram. So the Ramban is not bothered with that. The Ramban holds, perhaps, that there is a distinction between the past and the future. That the past, most of the Rishonim hold, the past is gone and forgotten. That's a Dovah Shem, that's not going to come back again. But the future, which is still coming, that's in store, that's going to come, that's called Dovah Shem. Who boy love it? Yeah, no, the Gemara still says even Rab Meir who holds that he can make a kinyan on a Dovah Shalom Bal Yom that should be Chal when it will be Bal Olam. So the Gemara says Rab Meir requires Avidi Diyosu. Rab Meir requires that it should be, that it most probably will come. So even if it definitely will come, even if it certainly will come, the Rabbanu will still argue. Pasha Rabbanu will still argue and hold that it's not come. I'll be Pasha. But here the Shaila is maybe the Habo, maybe the future is here already. No, and the Rambam, there's no problem. No, there's no problem. The problem is with the Ramban holds the Hil Hashem, he was Mekadesh, all the Rosh Chodashim Abiyas Hagol. And he was Ma'abir, he made a declaration, the official declaration of all the Shonim, Ubaris, Lahabo, Lahabo. How can he make a declaration, Lahabo? Isn't it the Dovah Shalom Bali Yoylov? Good, on that year before Rosh Hashanah, but it's still the same year. From Nisan to Nisan is the year. So the Brisa says on Yud Beis Siman Aleph, you're not allowed to make Ibra Hashanah before Rosh Hashanah. And even b'riyevit, it's no good. That's only with the Rabbanon, because the people are going to forget. But Mikra din deraisa, it's good even before Rosh Hashanah. That's good before Rosh Hashanah, as long as it's after Nisan. So from one Nisan to the next, that's the unit of the year. So you can make that a Shana Mubarak. But what about declaring before Nisan? You can tell me that midatera, that's also good. That's questionable. So Rabban apparently holds that doesn't bother him. Everything in the future is considered that it's here. Just that it's over there. It's coming. No, it's more than Avida Darshan. Let's say I sell you barrels of wine that I own. They weren't delivered yet. I already own them. I already made the kinyan. But they're on the boat. They're on the way from South Africa. They're on the way to New York. That's called Dovah Shalom Bali Yoylam. I possess it. It's just that it wasn't delivered yet. Apparently, the Ramban is Mechalek. It's in the future, in the past. The Ramban holds the future already is called Bali Yoylam. It exists. It just wasn't delivered yet. When another 1,000 years, it'll be here. That's all. But the past, the Takan left the Gittog, is gone and forgotten. That's a Dovah She'enenu Od Ba'olam. It's no longer here. So that, he agrees, he cannot be Mekadosh L'mafreya. That's a Dovah She'enu Ba'olam at all. But L'habo, you can't. That's the major machlokes here, the Rambam, against all the other Rishonim. What is Ibra Hashanah all about? The Rambam sheet is that there are two distinct halachas in
similar called to the Sod HaIbur. It was a secret. It's not called the Sod HaIbur. For some reason or another, they had the redifas from the, always used to have redifas from the Roman government about Kiddush HaChodesh Nibra HaShana. They didn't allow them to control the Luach. They thought that that was one of the crucial things. They made redifas against Milan, against Shabbos, and against Rosh Chodesh by Kiddush HaChodesh. So they felt the redifas was so terrible they couldn't even write it down in the Gemara. So the Gemara refers to it Beremes as a Sod HaIbur. It was Taka Sod. It was a deep dark secret. Rabbi Nechananel and Rosh Hashanah, that's what Ravala points out. Rabbi Nechananel and Rosh Hashanah, when the Gemara mentions Sod HaIbur, says that that's what it's referring to. That's what the secret is. Secret is, when you have no business, everything happens by itself according to a certain system and a pattern that they had the Kabbalah, Yishma Pisha, Moshe Rabbein, Halacha Moshe Messina. That's the Rambam following the Gemara. That's Halacha Moshe Messina, that everything rolls on, happens by itself. The Ramban disagrees and he said he never heard of this secret. It has to be mentioned in the Gemara. Sinatra Azah Halacha Moshe Messina. So what's Taki? How do we have Rosh Chodesh? We have the Tevim Manazeh. So the Ramban says simple. We have a klal atem afilu mezidim, atem afilu shogim, atem afilu mutim. The Bezin can make Rosh Chodesh even if the Yadim didn't see the Levana. Even if the Yadim saw and they don't want to listen to them. They want to make today, they want to make tomorrow within certain reasonable bounds. A month has to be the 29 or 30 days, and a year can't have less than 12 months or more than 13 months, and you can't have too many Shonim Uberis in a row and so on. We have certain limitations, but within those limitations, we call it atem afilu mezidim. So what happens if a Bezin decides they want to go, place, they want to go to the Riviera, I don't know, they want to go on vacation and they don't want to sit there in the office every month to make Kiddush HaChodesh. So then let's say, so let's say they'll decide, they want to declare the next 3 months Rosh HaChodesh and they'll put up the signs, when Rosh HaChodesh is going to be, the next month is going to be 30 days, 29, 30 days. And we don't want to have Mekabel Ani Yedim for the next 3 months, don't bother us. We're busy writing a sefer, we're going on vacation, whatever, take more for the summer. So the Ramban says Mistama would be good. That's what the Matem of Filam is eating. They're not allowed to do that, L'chatchila. But if they did it, so Mistama B'riyavid would be good. What if they decide for some great sorrow or another, they don't want to be bothered for the next few years? So they'll print the Luach, we declare Shnas Tavshin Mem Beis and Tavshin Mem Hey and Tavshin Samach, whatever. They're going to declare which year is going to be shown in the verse and don't bother us for the next 20 years. Everything is all decided. So the Gemara says you're not allowed to do that, L'chatchila. But B'riyavid Mistama, it should be good. The Gemara happens to say it's no good. We'll have to get to that tomorrow. But Mistama B'riyavid, it would be good because they're really not supposed to do that. They're supposed to weigh and judge every time and make a shot of a tarion, the Vishma Hakir, whether there is. Aviv, the Tkufa is easy. The Tkufa, they can figure out an event. But they should figure out Aviv, Paris, or Elon. Has to correspond every year. But if they didn't do it, then they just declared arbitrarily, that's a Shalom HaBeres, that's a Shalom HaBeres, and this is it, and don't bother us. So the Ramban says, I'll be pashtus, it should be good. Mekoyach Adin, Atayim Afilu Mezidim. And so on. So he says, he thinks that that's what Hillel HaSheni did. In the days of Abai V'Rav, the history books write, the Gemara doesn't say, the days of Abai V'Rav is when they made the Luach. Until the days of Abai V'Rav, there was still Mekadosh HaPiyariyah, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah. And then we have other Gemaras where Abai V'Rav are speaking, in Be'mamad Likim, we have Gemara where Abai V'Rav speak after the Luach was already established. So it must have been the Nasi in Eretz Yisrael, the days of Abai V'Rav. So in the history books state that that was Hillel HaSheni, the grandson of Rabbi Ranos, great-grandson of Rabbi Ranos. So Hillel HaSheni was the one who made the Luach. What do you mean he made the Luach? So the Rambam holds, he didn't make any Luach. He said that from now on, if Bezdin is no longer functioning, Mikan al-Abra, the Halach L'Majim Sinai, should take over, that everything goes Api HaChezben. And the Api HaChezben was always, they always had a Sod HaIbur, but Masara Balpeh, that this Halach L'Majim Sinai, how the Rosh HaChodeshim and the Shonim Ubaris have to unfold automatically by themselves. That's how the Rambam learns. The Rambam says nothing doing. He sat down one fine day, and he worked out this Luach. And he said, I hereby declare Adias HaGoyel, that's Loshna Ramban, I hereby declare Adias HaGoyel, all the Rosh HaChodesh, according to my calendar, should be Mekudesh, Bedushas, Rosh Chodesh, and all the Shonim that should be Mubaris, I declare a Shonim Mubaris, until a Bezin will become, until Mashiach from Kenan will come and make his own Bezin, and then Nikan al HaBol, and Bezin, when Mashiach will come, he should make Kiddush al Piyari, he should make his own Kiddush and his own Ibrah Shonim. Until that time, I'm being Mekadosh, all the Rosh HaChodesh, and all the Shana Mubaris according to my sister.
Wasn't there any Bezin after Hillel?
He saw that it's not going to work. They're going to be redifus. The next generation is going to be too difficult.
There was no Bezin after him?
No. Ramban says he was the one who made the Luach. We know he made the Luach. So he saw that the Bezin is soon going to cease to exist because the redifus are getting worse and worse. So he was Mekadosh, all the Rosh HaChodesh from the Habba. This is the Machlekes, the Rambam and the Ramban. How do we have Rosh HaChodesh from Yom Tov Mizman? And they have other Machlekes in there. What's the whole institution of 2 days Rosh Chodesh? The Ramban has a lot to say there. He said over part of it a few weeks ago. Do you really need Bezna Gorl for Kiddush HaChodesh and Ashviyas, even on things that are not yet Mechuyiv in Afrosh? When it comes to Biur, Zenuchay was Afrosh. Hachibor Rabbi Akiva, the Lime, later Doris changed the Psak. You have a lot of things like that. The earlier Doris of Tanoim, they passed in one way. And then the Mishnah Achreina means that later Tkufa of Tanoim, they changed the Psak. So here, after Rabbi Akiva came, they changed the Psak and they said, Koidim Shehigiyah, Koidim Havos, Riyas Tanei Abayis, so there's no mitzvah in Atari to be mafresh. So you're not mukhiv in Dior either. So Tzai says that this Maisa Shoyi was before Rabbi Akiva changed the Psak. Rashi here has a strange comment. Rashi says, Man biyura moto, the sixth line from the top of the Yomud. Man biyura moto, Zot Rashi, when is this man abiyu? We know from the Chumash. It's the Pesach of the Shana HaRaviyis. After the 3 years are up, the Torah gives you a half a year to get rid of everything, to do all the hafroshes and the sins. And the Pesach of the Shana HaShviyis, again, after that second unit of 3 years is up, we give you a half a year to take care of all the hafroshes and the sins. Rashi says in several places in Shas and on Chumash, he writes, the Rashash points out, Rashi always says the same thing. Man biyura is the Shana HaShlishis, or the Shana Hashishis L'Shmit. It's not true. It's not the Shana Hashlishis. The fourth and the seventh, not the third and the sixth. Apela Dika Rashi. So the Rashash says, Loi Dok. The Rashi wasn't that. It's very shvei to say Loi Dok. So other Achreinim say, in other places, the Achreinim say, the Rashi has a Chiddush. Rashi holds that the Torah is Mechayiv you to start hurrying up, to start worrying about it from the beginning of the third year. We give you a year and a half. Not that we give you a half a year. That after the 3 years are up, you have to get the Shana. But the Rashi and Tesis, L'shitasam, would be impossible for them to say like that. Maybe Kiddush HaChodesh you can say like that, but Ibar Shana is impossible. Rashi and Tesis hold that Ibar Shana is always made for a completely extraneous tzorach. Never that the year itself lends itself to become a Shana Muberes. Everything is external, because the years are also Shnos HaLevona, not Shnos HaChama. It's always an external tzorach, because you want Pesach to be straightened out, and Sukkot and Shtei Lechem and Oimer. Always external tzorach, so it doesn't make any sense to say that the years lend themselves to become a Shana Muberes automatically. So they will certainly have to learn, like the Ramban, that Hil HaShadi made the Kiddush in advance, he made the declaration of Shana Muberes way in advance, at Bias HaGol, he said, until Mashiach Tzikenu will reconstitute a Bezen, I am declaring all of those years as Shana Muberes according to my system. That's how you have to say. Ramban, however, raises the issue that his pshat is a nice pshat, but it's against the Gemara. He has that himself. Because the Gemara says that if you makadish, if you declare a Shana Muberes too far in advance, the Gemara says even b'diyevit it's no good. That's on the next daf, on Yud Beis Amin Aleph, around 10 lines from the top. The Gemara quotes Tana Rabbanan at Tosefta, and daf Yud Beis Amin Aleph in Sanhedrin, about 10 lines from the top. Tana Rabbanan, Eimi Yabrim Es Hashana Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. You cannot declare the Shana as the Shana Muberes before Rosh Hashanah, and even b'diyevit, the Imibrua, ain't no Muberes. Even b'diyevit, it's no good. So the Ramban asks on himself, how can I say my pshat? It's fine. Tzarasvara is good, that l'chatchila they should wait to see if there's a Torah. But b'shas hatchak, atem afilim ezidim, you can even declare 1,000 years in advance. Till Hashem, you made a kviyas 1,000 years in advance, and we still follow his kviyas of all the Shana Muberes. Prekta, but the Gemara says the Farish, even b'diyevit, it's no good. So the Ramban says, not so. Says not so. No, really, I'm right. The Gemara is wrong. Really, I'm right. But the din is atem afilim is eating. They could even do it in advance. I think Gemara says no good b'diavad. That's a takaras chachamim. There should be no good b'diavad. The din of there is when is a bezdin, and they'll have an opportunity to declare it after Rosh Hashanah is the Shana Muberes. So they made a din the rabbanon that even b'diavad it's Shana Muberes. They should do the act of Hebrew all over again. But meikra din the araisa, it really is good b'diavad even if you do 1,000 years in advance. So bisman hazeh, the b'shas atchak you have no brayre. So then you don't have that din with the Rabbanon. You don't have the halacha that even with the Yevid is no good. You revert back to the din derais, but it is good. That's how the Ramban says. It could be that the Ramban would disagree with this Ramban also. One, yeah. The people will forget. Yeah.
But it's more forgetting more is also if you don't have it in advance now. You don't accept Hil HaZok in the Hil HaShem's calendar,
yeah.
There'll be more shiksa.
No, yeah, Rashi's not talking about Hil HaShadi. Rashi will agree with him.
Yeah. Exact same principle.
When you have no brayer, so then Rashi will mustam agree with the Ramban. He has to hold like the Ramban. Rashi Ramban. Apparently Ramban is not bothered with this. We have a cloud, we discussed a little bit in previous weeks. We have a cloud that you cannot sell a dovah shaloi boli oil. Machleg zameni Rabban. Can you be makna or makna dovah shaloi boli oil? Can you be kaddish an isha who wasn't born yet? So Rabbi Hoz, you can, just like I can, let's say I have a Gemara. Just like I have a Gemara, so I can sell you the Gemara that I possess, and the Kenyan should be Chal. I still need the Gemara till June. After June, I don't need the Gemara anymore. You can have it. So I'll be marked in the Gemara as of July 1st. It should belong to you. So there's a din. You can make a kinyan lach alam yom. I can be mekadosh an isha lach alam yom. I'm still in college, so I'm busy. I'm mekadosh the isha. I give her the ring now. Hariyah mekadosh is after graduation, the kedushin b'chal. Or let's say a man gives a get to his wife. So he's still going to marry off his children, whatever. So he gives her the get. The get should be chal after all the children are married. Then the get should be chal. So you can give a get lach hazman. It's a get. You can be mafish truma lach hazman. You can always make a meister now and postpone the halos till late. However, what happens if it's a dovish shalot boli yoyim? I didn't buy the safe yet. I tell you our story. I plan to buy a set of svarim. If and when I buy the set of svarim, I'll make a kinyan with you now that the kinyan should be chal after I'll buy it. So Ramea says that it's good, just like if I have the safe already, I can make a kinyan now and postpone the halos till later. So hu adinami over here, I'll make a kinyan on a dovish shalot boli yoyim. It certainly won't be chal now. It's a dayin ein bolim. It doesn't belong to me. It wasn't even printed yet. Or it's not mine. It's also dovish shalot boli yoyim. But the kinyan can be chal when we come. We paskin against Rav Meir that you cannot make any kinyan. You cannot be mekadosh the girl if she wasn't born yet. You can't give the father a tabas. You shouldn't say your daughter should be mekadosh when she's born. You cannot sell a thing that doesn't belong to you yet. You cannot be megarish the woman whom you didn't marry yet. And so on. You cannot make a kinyan on a davish labaliyah. So here the question is: yeah, Rabbi Kiva was a little younger, so he was after the chodesh. Yeah, I don't think so. So the. One says that Taka were no carbonists to speak of, and he made a zechel amigdosh, either zechel amigdosh or perhaps from the chazim ben Munna, maybe Mashiach will come. Azamim Shem. The Maritz Chayis has in his in the Gemara, he doesn't have it in the back of the Gemara. It's very brief, but he has in another sefer, he has a whole essay on Makriv and Afal Pishem Bayis. So he shows from historical sources. From Goyisha, from Jewish historical sources, and from Gemara, that it would appear that the halacha makriv and afal pishein bayis was actually practiced after the churban bayis sheni. And he interprets the famous Gemara, where the Gemara tells that there was a goy who used to go every Pesach and bring a korban, used to participate in a korban Pesach, and he told one of the Tanoim, who was it? Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseret lived in Etzivan, which was a chutzpah, and he didn't go to Korban Pesach. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseret told the goy, "Oh, the goy was telling Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseret, I'm a goy and I fooled all the Jews in Yerushalayim, and I get Korban Pesach. They don't realize." So Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseret said, "What do you mean you fooled them? Did they ever give you the fatty tail, the alya?" So he said, "No. Why is that a yichus? For sure, it's a yichus. They know you're a goy. If you would be a Jew, they give you the tail. You see, you ask for the tail, they won't give you. So the next Pesach, he said he wants the tail." He said, "The tail is carved on the Mizbeach. Who? What do you mean? Who told you to get the tail?" He said, "My rabbi told me you cannot have Kiddush HaChodesh Lahavo because the Dovash Lo Boli Yorlam." And the same thing, how can you make Ibra Shona? Hil HaSheni, you're going to tell me, the Ramban says, Hil HaSheni made a declaration that Shnas Tavshin Mem Aleph, last year was a Shalom Aberet. Shnas Tavshin Mem Aleph was a Shalom Aberet. But it didn't exist in the days of Hil HaSheni. It's like a Dovash Lo Boli Yorlam. How can he make a declaration on a year? He can make it. It's fine, he can make a Luach. How can he make the act of Yibra Shana hereby declare that Shnas Tashim Mem Aleph is a Shana Meberes? It didn't exist yet. So the Ramban is not bothered with that. The Ramban holds, perhaps, that there is a distinction between the past and the future. That the past, most of the Rishonim hold, the past is gone and forgotten. That's a Dovish Enem, that's not going to come back again. But the future, which is still coming, that's in store, that's going to come, that's called Dovish Huboilam. Yeah, no, the Gemara still says, even Rab Meir, who holds that you can make a kinyan on a dovish lo bal yom, that should be chal, when it will be bal oilam. So the Gemara says, Rab Meir requires avidi di yosu. Rab Meir requires that it should be, that it most probably will come. So even if it definitely will come, even if it certainly will come, the Rabbanu will still argue. Pasha Rabbanu will still argue and hold that it's not come. I'll be pashed. But here the shail is, maybe the habor, maybe the future is here already. No, and the Rambam, there's no problem. No, there's no problem. The problem is with the Ramban. The Ramban holds the Hil Hashem, he was Mekadesh. All the Rosh Chodashim Abiyas Hagoyel. And he was Ma'abir. He made a declaration, the official declaration of all the Shonim, Mubaris, Lahabo, Lahabo. How can he make a declaration, Lahabo? Isn't it the Dovish Lo Boli Yoylov? Good, on that year before Rosh Hashanah, but it's still the same year. From Nisan to Nisan is the year. So the Brisa says on Yud Beis Aman Aleph, you're not allowed to make Ibra Hashanah before Rosh Hashanah. And even with the Yevit, it's no good. That's only with the Rabbanim, because the people are going to forget. But Nikra Din Deraisa, it's good even before Rosh Hashanah. That's good before Rosh Hashanah, as long as it's after Nisan. So from one Nisan to the next, that's the unit of the year. So you can make that a Shana Mulberis. But what about declaring before Nisan? You can tell me that Midah Terah, that's also good. That's questionable. So Ramban apparently holds that that doesn't bother him. Everything in the future is considered that it's here. Just that it's over there. It's coming. No, it's more than Avida Dorfman. Let's say I sell you barrels of wine that I own. They weren't delivered yet. I already own them. I already made the kinyan. But they're on the boat. They're on the way from South Africa. They're on the way to New York. That's called Davish HaBoliyar. I possess it. It's just that it wasn't delivered yet. Apparently the Ramban is Mechalik. It's in the future, in the past. The Ramban holds the future. Already is called Bolo, and it exists. It just wasn't delivered yet. When it's dead, another 1,000 years, it'll be here. That's all. But the past, the Takan left the Gatoga, is gone and forgotten. That's a Dovisha Einenu old Bolam. It's no longer here. To that, he agrees he cannot be Mekadosh Lamafreya. That's a Dovisha Einenu Bolam at all. But Lahabo, you can. That's the major Machlokes here, the Rambam, against all the other Rishonim. What is Ibar Hashon all about? The Rambam sheet is that there are two distinct halachas in Ibar Hashon. One is the Sugin Rashana Davchot, Ma'abim Rashana Litzorah. Those are external, extraneous Tarachim. And the other thing is that the year itself lends itself to Ibar, because the year has to be a solar year, not a lunar year. And Tosfos and Rashi and perhaps the Ramban as well disagree and hold that that Ibar Hashana is never that the year itself lends itself to Ibar Hashana. It's always for external reasons, always for extraneous purposes. Ibar Hashana is always Litzorah. Never that the year itself lends itself to Ibar Hashana. Kufa teaches you these two dinim of Ibar Hashana. The one is Olif Kufa and Peres Ilon, and then there's a whole different drasha to teach you that Yimaber Es Hashana Mipnei Ashlogim, Mipnei Tanurei Pstochim, these kind of stuff. So he says, according to the Rambam, that these are two distinct halachas. One is Simonim, that the Shana is not a Shana Tachama, and one is a Din of Tzorah. So you understand very well why the Sifra needed to Pesuk Mashenik, and according to Rashi and Tosfos, that Ibar Hashana is always Latzorah. Like the Gemara sounds like it says in Hashanah Dafkav, always Latzorah, always extraneous reasons. So once you have a pasuk that says that the extraneous tzarochim of lechem, abshtei alechem, and the omer are valid tzarochim, so who had the highways being destroyed, and bridges and stuff? Why does the Sifra need another pasuk? That's what he tiny is. The Sifra seems to back up the Rambam. That the two distinct halachos. So we learned the brayse on the bottom of Yud Aleph and Aleph. The separate mitzvah, nothing to do with Reif Nechaya. So the one carbon that you're permitted to bring Bizman Azeh is carbon Pesach. He says the other is not. This is not exactly, he claims that's what it was. It's in the Rishonim, it doesn't say like that. Rishonim says Rabbi Nachman in Paris wanted to bring all the carbon. He wanted to bring Tzminim and Mustafim. That's what the Nitziv claims. Right, that's a big shmuz. All the person have a long discussion why we don't have, what the problems are. One of the problems are that you have... Could also be. Could also. That's what the Chiddush Aran claims, that it refers to the carbonates that they were not doing in the base.
So, what do you say was the problem today?
The whole list of problems. The post can have around 10 different problems. Right, that's what the post can have. Right.